On this feast of Corpus Christi, the Church calls us to pay special attention to this most holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. And so I would like to take this opportunity to ask you why you come to Mass. Oh, I'm Catholic, Father, and it's an obligation. I need to go to Mass. Well, yes, that's part of it. But also, I wonder why the Church tells us to go to Mass. And I think the way to understand it is to, first of all, eliminate the things which are not true about why we are expected to go to Mass. And we do not come to Mass simply to hear a good lesson and a Bible study or a lecture about the Christian faith. Those teaching times might be part of Mass, but it's not the reason for Mass. Neither do we come to Mass in order to have a fellowship time, a time to meet our friends and to gather together as fellow believers. That also is one of the things which happens in Mass, but it's not the purpose of Mass. And we don't come to Mass in order just to sing songs that we like and sort of get together because we haven't got anything else to do on a Sunday. That's not the reason for Mass. Neither do we come to Mass in order to get a pep talk about how to be nicer people and make the world a better place. That's not the main reason for Mass. The main reason for Mass is because the first commandment is that we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we come to Mass to worship Him. We come to Mass to worship the Lord. That's the reason for Mass. It's this longing in the human heart to worship our Maker. And God understands that, and He calls us, therefore, to come and worship Him. And we do that through Mass. However, there's even more to it than that, because through this worship, we have an encounter with God. We meet Him and He meets us. In the readings, we heard about the covenant that was made between God and His people. It's a deal. It's a transaction. It's an encounter. It's a meeting. It's an embrace. It's all of those things. And in that embrace, in that encounter, in that worship, in that meeting with God, something happens to us. We are transformed from the inside out. We are conformed to the image of Christ. You may not see it happening in your life that you're becoming a saint, and the people around you probably can't see it either, but it's happening. God, week by week, day by day, is ministering to you and transforming you, and the Mass is the miracle and the mystery whereby that happens. If we say that the bread and the wine are transformed here on this altar, you and I are also being transformed. The bread and the wine are transformed into Christ. You and I are being transformed into little Christs, bit by bit, week by week. And it's no mistake that this wonderful solemnity comes the week after the celebration of the Holy Trinity, which was last week. You might remember last week I said that the Trinity is a mystery that can be experienced even if it cannot be explained. The Trinity is a mystery that can be experienced even if it cannot be explained. So how do we experience it? I would suggest to you that we experience the Holy Trinity by coming here at Mass and being immersed and embraced by God's love, and therefore we experience the Holy Trinity at a very deep level. And tell me to explain what I mean. I would like you to remember that I said last week that we also are little holy trinities, some more holy than others, because we are body, mind, and spirit. And so to help understand how the Mass is the experience of the mystery of the Holy Trinity, I would like you to think of yourself as a tree. Body, mind, and spirit. And the tree has three parts: the roots, the trunk, and the branches. And if you think of the branches and the leaves as the physical aspect of your life, the practical aspect of your life, all of the everyday stuff you have to think about. That's like the branches on the tree. Did I remember to get gas in the car? Am I going to be late for work? Did I do my homework? Will my husband like my new haircut? Did I remember to feed the dogs? What about my career? What about my boss? All the things that we think about day by day, all the practicalities are like the branches on the tree. They're all connected, even though all the things we manage day by day in our busy lives very often don't seem to be connected. But they're all part of our life and part of the everyday physicality of our life. And that aspect of our life is ministered to by coming to Mass, because Mass is a physical thing. You can't go to Mass at home. You have to go to church. You can't do that on your own. People like to say, well, I'm spiritual but not religious. That just really means I never go to church. Because if you're going to actually be in touch with God and worship Him, you have to get up out of your house, go in the car, drive to church, come through the door, bless yourself with holy water, genuflect, sit in the pew, and come and finally do something very physical, eat something. Because our faith is physical. And God ministers to our physical needs through the physicality of our Catholic faith. A friend of mine who's not a Catholic went to Mass one time, and he said afterwards, I said, well, what do you think? He said, well, you all Catholics must really be physically fit. I said, why is that? He said, all I know is you're standing up, you're sitting down, you're kneeling, you're standing, you're sitting, you're kneeling, then you get up and you go to the front and then you come to the back. I couldn't keep up with you. And so it is that our faith ministers to our physicality. And it's a real thing. The second part of the tree is the trunk. And the trunk you can think of as your mind. The trunk represents the ability to think and to speak, to think about our philosophy, our beliefs, our morality, our politics, our economics, the worldview that we have. And we use words to think these things through and discuss these things. And so the trunk is like the mental part of our facilities, the intellectual part, the part where we can think and speak and talk and discuss and argue. And God ministers to that part of us as well in the Mass, because we hear the Word of God being read. We read the Word of God before we come to Mass, or we should. We follow along with the words of the hymns and the psalms and the music. We listen to the homily and hear our faith explained, and we engage our mind. And our mind is nurtured and renewed by the Holy Spirit as we come to Mass. But the third part of us is the roots. Now, this is the part that really interests me, because the roots are the way down deep part of us, the part that's invisible, the part we can't see. And yet, those who know about trees tell me that the root system of a tree under the ground is just as extensive as the branches up above. In other words, there's an awful lot of us that doesn't meet the eye. This is the area of our ancestry, the area of our memories, the area of our emotions, the area of our deepest desires, the area of our dreams, the area of our shared consciousness way down deep, our culture, our ancestry, our history, both the good and the bad. And that's way down deep, and it's buried and we can't see it. And yet, you know, if the roots of the tree are sick, the rest of the tree will be sick. The roots are like the spiritual part of us. My mother had a big oak tree in her yard, and a couple of summers ago, all the leaves started to fall off in the middle of the summer. They turned brown, and a couple branches fell down, and she said, that tree's not very well. So she called the tree doctor, and he looked at it, and he said, yep, your tree is sick, and it's got a root sickness. She said, what do we do about that? He said, we've got to drill some holes way deep down into the root system and pour some medicine in there. So he did, and the tree got better. Well, if the roots are the spiritual side of our lives, brothers and sisters, there's an awful lot of us, and in our society, there's an awful lot of root sickness. Our society is broken and suffering and hurting and violent and angry and confused because the roots are sick, because the spirituality is sick, because our own hidden parts are sick. And I explained how coming to Mass ministers to our bodies and ministers to our minds, but I want to ask, how do you get down to the root level? How do you get down to that deep down invisible part of you? The part of you that you're probably not even very aware of, but which still needs healing. How do you drill those holes way down deep and pour the medicine of Jesus in? Because the medicine is like the blood of Christ, who redeems us and heals us and reconciles and forgives. The reason this interests me is because the way down deep parts of us is the area which is also beyond language. You can't talk about those things. You run out of words. And in fact, as soon as you start to talk about those things, it ceases to be the roots and it's now the trunk again, where we use words and language. This is the deepest part of us, which is just a realm of emotions and feelings. The deepest part of us. So how do you get down to the part that is beyond words? Well, this is where the Catholic faith is so beautiful. Because we use the language that is beyond words, the language of beauty. When you apprehend beauty with your eyes, it takes you beyond words. And I'll tell you why. When we were building the new church, we would have people come in for a tour. And invariably, they would come in the back of the church and they would look up and they would say, "That's beautiful." And I would say, "Well, what do you think is beautiful about it?" And they'd say, "The stained glass windows." You see, they were looking around to try to find some language for the beauty, and they didn't have any. Because apprehending beauty is beyond language. When you sit on a mountaintop and you see a beautiful sunset, you go quiet. You don't sit there and say, "You know, I'm thinking about the photons and how they're responding to the sensors in my eye." No. You don't analyze it. You apprehend it. And as you do, and as you apprehend beauty, you come to apprehend the one who is beautiful, the Lord, God. And that deep down part of your heart is touched. You know. You know that's true, because when you apprehend beauty, whether it's the beauty of a beautiful church or the beauty of a newborn child or the beauty of the smile of a beloved one, you have an emotional response. Your heart is touched. And that's why we built a beautiful church. Not because we like pretty things. That's why we have a beautiful liturgy. Why we train the altar servers. Why we wear vestments. Why we have flowers. Why we have incense. Because when we apprehend beauty, we encounter God, the one who is beautiful. The second aspect, which is beyond words, is music. Music is a language beyond words. And as we hear music, we also are ushered into the wordless realm, which is way down deep, the root level. That's why last fall we made the effort to hire a music director for our worship and our liturgy, and why the music is beautiful. Because the music itself lifts us to that other level. And if some of the music is in Latin, well, follow along in the music sheet. The translations are always there. But even if you don't follow along with the words and you just appreciate the music, that wordless language of music and those words you don't understand are actually taking you beyond words to something which is greater, which touches the depth of you. This is why our Catholic Mass is different from every other kind of worship. This is why our Catholic Mass is a little bit demanding. Maybe not entertaining, because it takes some work. It takes some struggle to sometimes understand these things and open up and appreciate them. But I can guarantee you, this is the Mass of the ages. For 2,000 years, God has been using the liturgy of the church to transform and change people from the very depths of the root level right up through to the rest of their being. And we know that this works. We know that this happens because the Holy Spirit is here and the lives of the saints prove it. Therefore, on this Corpus Christi Sunday, we can remember that God came in human form, in physical form, and He ministers to us now, body, mind, and spirit, and all of it focused in that little piece of bread and sip of wine. Amen.